Good afternoon. A northwest breeze has kicked in behind the front that brought showers and some thunderstorms last night to interior New York and New England. Still behind the front, we have a fair amount of clouds that will continue to get scoured out through the day. Overall, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds. The breeze will tend to subside as we go through the afternoon, and it will be seasonably cool for the latter stages of September, with highs mainly in the middle and upper 60s. Mostly clear to partly cloudy tonight. With light winds, temperatures will drop back steadily, and most everyone will wake up in the 40s tomorrow. Exceptions will be in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England in the lower 50s, and across the higher terrain in some sheltered valleys across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, which will be in the 30s, with a few spots even seeing a frost by sunrise tomorrow. High pressure building in will provide us with a beautiful Sunday with mostly sunny skies and comfortably cool temperatures. Highs will be in the upper 60s. That high will dominate into the day on Monday, keeping it dry and sunny. Some high clouds will stream in by the end of the day, with highs staying in the middle 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a plume of moisture which will develop out of the Mississippi Valley and head in our direction while hooking up with a cold front. On Tuesday, this will mean more clouds and a good chance of showers through the day, with highs staying in the mid-60s. Milder air will flow in on an increasing southerly breeze on Tuesday evening and overnight, and highs will be in the mid-70s on Wednesday. Still enough moisture ahead of that same front to produce showers and scattered thunderstorms. Behind this system, we'll go with a dry day and a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday in the lower 70s, and a weaker front will come through with a chance of showers on Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the heavy rain and flash flood threat overnight across Texas and Oklahoma will shift slowly south and east into the lower Mississippi and Ohio valleys this weekend, as above normal moisture streaming northward into this region interacts with a nearly stationary frontal boundary. Aerial average rain amounts on the order of 1 to 3 inches, with locally higher amounts as forecast today and tomorrow from eastern Texas to the Tennessee and lower Ohio Valley. Given significant rainfall already impacting parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, much of this area was placed within a moderate risk for flash flooding and excessive rainfall today. From eastern Texas to the lower Ohio Valley, a slight risk is in effect through the weekend. Expect showers and thunderstorms in these regions to reach portions of the mid-Atlantic by tomorrow. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring shower and thunderstorm activity, which continues to become better organized near the center of a low-pressure system located about 500 miles south of the southern Cabo Verde Islands, and a tropical depression appears to be forming. If these conditions continue, advisories will be initiated on this system later today while the low moves westward at about 20 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, lower 70s. Boston, partly sunny and breezy, near 70. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, with highs around 60. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 95, set in 1895, and the record low, 31, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m., sunset this evening 6:53 p.m., 12 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s, back into the 30s in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds on Monday afternoon, mid 60s. Cloudy with showers likely Tuesday in the mid-60s. More showers possible Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy. Chance of a thunderstorm, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s Thursday. And a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers and highs near 70 on Friday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.